Effects of capital structure on the cost of capital of the companies listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. / percent % by John Muriwaite Akorbi 211159820011 VFE / percent AR research thesis submitted to Dettam Kimathi University of Technology in partial fulfillment for the award of a degree Master in Business Administration, Finance Option. April 2014. Declaration. This research thesis is my original work and has not been presented to any other institution for an RZRD. Desiree. Signature. John Munishlai Akora. / date. Fitivlis. INA research thesis has been submitted to Dettam Kimathi University of Technology with my approval of the appointed supervisor. Supervisor, Dr. K. Riro. Signature, date. Department of Accounting and Finance, DECT, Kenya. Supervisor, Dr. Dikirogu. Signature, date. Department of Accounting and Finance, DECT, Kenya. Dedication. I would like to dedicate this research thesis to my wife Mrs. Lucy Winshaka Muriwaiti and my daughter Abigail Winjara Muriwaiti, who have supported me immensely throughout this research process. / percent / plus 0% Acknowledgement. I wish to thank God Almighty for the gift of life and strength to go through the entire course and in particular this research thesis. I am grateful to my supervisors DRGK Riro and Dr. Kiragyu who professionally and skillfully supported me in this research thesis. My sincere gratitude also goes to the management and lecturers of DKUT for their patience and efforts to guide me through the course. / N. / percent. Table of content. Declaration. I. Dedication. I. Acknowledgement. If. Table of content. V. List of tables. V. List of figures. X. List of abbreviated ion. X. Abstract. Percent. Kissy. Chapter 1. 1. 1.1 Background of the study. 1. 1.2 Problem statement. 1.3 Objectives of the study / 4. March 1, 2001 General objective. March 1, 2002 Specific objectives. 1.4 Research questions. See you. 4. 1.5 Significance of the study. / 4. 1.6 Limitations of the study. 5. 1.7 Assumptions of the study. 5. Chapter 2. 5. Literature review. 5. 2.1 Introduction. 5. 2.2 Empirical evidence on effect of capital structure on the cost of capital of companies. 5. 2.3 Think capitalization. 24. March 2, 2001 Credit risk. 24. V. March 2, 2002 Tax issues. 24. March 2, 2003 Think capitalization rules and corporate leverage. 25. March 2, 2004 Think capitalization rules. 26. March 2, 2005 Think capitalization rules on leverage. 26. 2.4 Theoretical review of capital structure. 5. April 2, 2001 The Madeleine-Miller theorem. 6. April 2, 2002 The trade-off theory. 9. April 2, 2003 Static trade-off theory. 10. April 2, 2004 The dynamic trade-off theory. 11. April 2, 2005 The pecking order theory. 13. April 2, 2006 The market timing theory. 14. 2.5 Conceptual framework. 28. 2.6 Operational framework. 29. Chapter 3. 30. Research methodology. 30. 3.1 Introduction. 30. 4 View. 3.2 Research design. 31. 3.3 Target population. / 32. A. 3.4 Sampling design. 33. 3.5 Data sources. 35. 3.6 Method of data analysis. 36. 3.7 Ethical issues. 37. Chapter 4. 38. Data analysis and findings. 38. 4.1 Introduction. 38. 4.2 Comparison of debit slash equity ratio across counters. 4.3 Comparison of WACC across counter. 4.4 Comparison of cost of debt and cost of equity. 4.5 Test of relationship. Chapter 5. Summary, conclusion and recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. 5.2 Summary of the key findings. 5.3 Conclusion. V. 5.4 Recommendation. 5.5 Suggestion for further research or references. Plus 0%. List of tables. Table 1. Analysis of the firms listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Table 2. Research objectives and their research methodology. Table 3. Comparison of debt slash equity ratio across counters. Table 4. Comparison of WACC across counters. Table 5. Comparison of cost of debt and cost of ordinary share capital. Table 6. Correlation between debt slash equity ratio and WACC. Table 7. Descriptive statistics for model variables. Table 8. Correlation for model variables. Table 9. Model summary. Table 0. Model analysis AO. Table 11. Model analysis of coefficient of variables. F variance output efficient of variable. A. Figure. 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 List of figures. Conceptual framework for effects of capital structure on the cost of capital. Operational framework for the effects of capital structure on the cost of capital. Comparison of debt slash equity ratio across counters. Comparison of WACC across counters. EMPA. Comparison of cost of equity and the cost of debt percent. Backslash. A. Plus 0%. List of abbreviation. CAP. Capitalization. Capital Asset Pricing Model. DKUT. Dedinkimathi University of Technology. FM Financial Management. M&M Theory. Madaglione and Miller Theory. 0. Nairobi. NSE Nairobi Securities Exchange. WACC. Weighted average cost of capital. ITAD average. Less than 0 and. Abstract. This study was undertaken to investigate the effect of capital structure on the cost of capital of the companies listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. The purpose of this study focuses on the financing function of a finance manager of any firm where before a business initiates, it needs money for operation purposes. There has been a contradiction where debt is referred as being cheaper than equity, yet practically many firms avoid debt. This is an issue experienced in many companies, hence the need for this study. An optimal capital structure is the mix of the available finances at the most minimal cost possible. All firms normally want to reduce on cost in their operations, hence the need to study the effect of capital structure on the cost of capital. Furthermore, there has never been an optimal capital structure mix that has ever been established for companies to use, hence creating a need of this research. There are various theories explaining the capital structure, and also some researchers have realized that there is a relationship between capital structure and the cost of capital, while others have realized there is no relationship between capital structure and cost of capital. The study employed descriptive survey design study, where this involved collection of information by looking at the financial statements of the 40 sampled firms quoted in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. From the analysis of the 40 companies listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange, they were grouped in terms of market category and trend of debt slash equity ratio, and WACC for each sector were established, where the AIM sector recorded the highest debt slash equity ratio and also the lowest WACC. The relationship between the capital structure and the cost of capital was established, where a correlation of -0.151 was established, indicating that there was negative relationship between the capital structure and cost of capital, where an increase in debt there was a decrease on the cost of capital, WACC. From the findings, it was recommended that financial managers should go for more debt for their companies and reduce on the equity financing so as to reduce the company's cost of capital. R/U. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. Financing decision is one function of a finance manager in an organization. It involves the acquisition of finances for an organization, hence it is one of the most critical areas for a finance manager. There are various sources of capital that mainly included the debt and equity. A good finance manager has to have the right mix of debt and equity. The financing decision has direct impact on the cost of capital of the companies, since each kind of finance has its own cost. Akinia, 2011. According to a Kinsulira, 2002, the capital of a company is a stock of money possessed by a person or a business firm that could be invested from time to time in order to earn income, but for which it is intended not to diminish. Remade, 2004, sees the capital of an organization of those pool of funds that the company commits to its fixed assets, to inventories, to a CCOUNT receivables and to cash or marketable securities to lead to corporate growth. An economist views capital as any material or item which can be consumed in the production process to create wealth. These materials or items are said to be factors of production which are usually grouped R.S. of into man, machine and money, including information of the fourth category FOBI, 2008. Ed, a business firm. For capital to be well-structured and effectively utilized, a business firm must be able to devise various ways for selecting the best components of its capital which would be used in the company's operation to raise its productivity and achieve performance. This process should be based on the criteria well drawn up by the finance manager after making a careful financial planning and control for the company, remade, 2004. The ability of the company to effectively choose adequate sources of capital to finance its operations will differentiate a good capital structure management and a poorly managed capital structure, FOBI, 2008. Capital structure is the relationship which exists between the various classes of capital used by the firm in financing its operations, remade, 2004. Capital structure thus refers to the 1. Interaction between the firm's internal reserve, the debt capital, the equity capital and preferred stock. Research on capital structure is a research that continues to keep researchers pondering, hence the need to study the impact of capital structure on the cost of capital. Capital structure is directly related with the financing decision of the company. Primarily, it consists of the debt and equity used to finance the firm, Dan Dargan, 2001. Researchers continue to analyze capital structures and try to determine whether optimal capital structures exist. An optimal capital structure is usually defined as one that will minimize a firm's cost of capital while maximizing shareholders' wealth. Hence, capital structure decisions have great impact on the cost of capital of the firm, Dan Dargan, 2001. 4. Morris, 1975, wrote the first paper in this field in which he focused on U.S. companies. Mitchell, 1993, Sir Herbert, 2001, Stezenmauer, 1996, and Bartlett and Smith, 1995, also cover mainly U.S. firms. While Evie, 1999, and Eskin, 2002, 2000, studied UK firms. But as far as developed countries are concerned, the firms can easily choose between short-term debt and long-term debt, and both TPLED are available because capital markets as well as banking industry are developed and core of debt of area. Mind the effects. In this research, we will empirically determine the effects of capital structure on the cost of capital, as most of the research have focused on the effects of capital structure and the value and performance of the firms Magara, 2012, MWANGI, 2010, Kittany, 2007, Muir, 2008, and other researches. So far in Kenya there is limited research conducted on effects of capital structure on the cost of capital. Most firms prefer equity, so this research will have to answer the question whether debt is cheaper than equity. Contributing to the empirical literature, the research will provide evidence of how Kenya firms make a choice in the optimal capital structure decision. There is no empirical evidence for Kenya market. This research presents evidence for the NSE firms, which can be seen as good representation of the Kenya firms. 2. Although there has been a great deal of research on the subject of capital structure, this study makes a contribution to the literature in this area because it is an attempt to unfold the capital structure practices of companies operating in the Nairobi Securities Exchange, DES, 2007. This study provides a unique opportunity to examine the validity of the above statement and whether the cost of capital of the companies listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange can be explained by capital structure. Survival and growth needs of firms normally needs financial resources that are provided by various providers, normally the debt and equity holders. Providers of these financial resources are related with different levels of risk, benefit and control, hence their expected returns are not the same, therefore, the cost of each capital differ, Lozegui, 2003. returns A. LVI on GS but turns of C. Dead leads to tax savings but there are payments of interests, stockholders' wealth increases the value of expected returns of shareholders so financing expenses will also be high, thus, a capital structure is important as means a merger of sources of finance so as to minimizes the average cost of capital and led to good financial performance, Dimitris and Salaki, 2008. 1.2 Problem Statement. 4 / A firm's capital structure refers to the mix of its finances and has long been an important issue. From the strategic management as it is linked with the firm's ability to meet the demands of various stakeholders. Debt and equity are the two major classes of capital, each of these is associated with different levels of risk, benefits, and control. While debt holders exert lower control, they earn a fixed rate of return and are protected by contractual obligations with respect to their investment. Equity holders are the residual claimants, bearing most of the risk and have greater control over decisions. There has been a contradiction where debt is referred as being cheaper than equity yet practically. Many firms avoid debt. This is an issue experienced in many companies hence the need for this. 3. Study. An optimal capital structure is the mix of the available finances at the most minimal cost possible. All firms normally want to reduce on cost in their operations hence the need to study the effect of capital structure on the cost of capital. Furthermore there has never been an optimal capital structure mix that has ever been established for companies to use hence creating a need for this research. 1.3 Objectives of the study. March 1, 2001 General Objective. The broad objective of this study was to investigate effect of capital structure on the cost of capital of the firms listed on the stock exchange in Kenya. March 1, 2002 Specific Objectives. 4. I. To establish the level of capital mix in the companies listed in the NSE. I. To establish whether cost of debt is cheaper than cost of equity in the companies listed in the NSE as per the capital structure theory. I. To investigate the relationship between capital structure and cost of capital. Degrees percent. 1.4 Research questions. I. What is the level of capital mix in the companies listed in the NSE? I. Is the cost of debt cheaper than cost of equity in the companies listed in the NSE as per the capital structure theory? N. What is the relationship between capital structure and cost of capital? 1.5 Significance of the study. This study will be of great significance to financial manager to enable them become better managers in the function of acquiring finance in the lowest cost possible. 4. This study will also be of importance to researchers and scholar in matters concerning capital structure. 1.6 Limitations of the study. With the use of the secondary data, the researcher was limited to the information made public by the listed companies. Some of the companies listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange are listed for a period of few years as compared to the time period under study hence the study could not take into account. CRXMARTMMNSMIE. Empirical literature, theoretical literature and the conceptual framework of the research. 2.2 Theoretical review of capital structure. Several theories have been derived in establishing the capital structure decisions, among these are 1.7 Assumptions of the study. The researcher assumed that a company would provide the research data as requested by D a given capital structure mix. The researcher and the literature. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter sets out the review of past study in relation to the study research. Ascribes the 5. February 2, 2001 The Medaglioni-Miller Theorem. Medaglioni and Miller, MM 1958, theory illustrates that under certain key assumptions, firm's value is unaffected by its capital structure. Capital market is assumed to be perfect in Medaglioni and Miller's world, where insiders and outsiders have free access to information, no transaction cost, bankruptcy cost and no taxation exist. Equity and debt choice becomes irrelevant and internal and external funds can be perfectly substituted. The MM theory argued that the value of a firm should not depend on its capital structure. The theory argued further a firm should have the same market value and the same weighted average cost of capital at all capital structure levels because the value of a company should depend on the return and risks of its operation and not on the way it finances those operations that If these key assumptions are relaxed, capital structure may become relevant to the firm's value. So, research efforts have been tied to relaxing the ideal assumptions and describing the consequences. This theory was criticized on the ground that perfect market does not exist in the real world. Attempts to relax these assumptions, particularly the no bankruptcy cost and no taxation, led to the static trade-off theory. Since the publication of the Madaglione and Miller's 1958 Irrelevance Theory of Capital Structure, the theory of corporate capital structure has been a study of interest to finance. The theory of business finance in a modern sense starts with the Madaglione and Miller, 1958. Levy 8 is a P. Expected cash flows. When the firm chooses a certain proportion of debt and equity to finance its assets, all that it does is to divide up the cash flows among investors. Investors and firms are assumed to have equal access to financial markets, which allows for homemade leverage. The investor can create any leverage that was wanted but not offered, or the investor can get rid of any leverage that the firm took on but was not wanted. As a result, the leverage of the firm has no effect on the market value of the firm. Capital structure irrelevance proposition. Before them, there was no generally accepted theory of capital structure. Madaglione and Miller start by assuming that the firm has a particular set of 6. Their paper led subsequently to both clarity and controversy. As a matter of theory, capital structure irrelevance can be proved under a range of circumstances. There are two fundamentally different types of capital structure irrelevance propositions. The classic arbitrage-based irrelevance propositions provide settings in which arbitrage by investors keep the value of the firm independent of its leverage. In addition to the original Madaglione and Miller paper, important contributions include papers by Schleifer, 1966, and Stiglitz, 1969. The second irrelevance proposition concludes that given a firm's investment policy, the dividend payout it chooses to follow will affect neither the current price of its shares nor the total return to its shareholders. Miller and Madaglione, 1961. In other words, in perfect markets, neither capital structure choices nor dividend policy decisions matter. The 1958 paper stimulated serious research devoted to disproving irrelevance as a matter of theory or as an empirical matter. This research has shown that the Madaglione-Miller theorem fails under a variety of circumstances. The most commonly used elements include consideration of taxes, transaction costs, RUPL, key costs, agency conflicts, adverse selection, lack of reparability between financing and operations, time-varying financial market opportunities, and investor-clientele effects. Alternative models use differing elements from this list. Given that so many different ingredients are available, it's not surprising that many different theories have been proposed. Covering all of these would go well beyond the scope of this paper. Harris and Ravif, 1991, provided a survey of the development of this theory as of 1991. As an empirical proposition, the Madaglione-Miller irrelevance proposition is not easy to test. With debt and firm value both plausibly endogenous and driven by other factors such as profits, collateral, and growth opportunities, we cannot establish a structural test of the theory by regressing value on debt. But the fact that fairly reliable empirical relations between a number of factors and corporate leverage exist, while not disproving the theory, does make it seem an unlikely characterization of how real businesses are financed. A popular defense has been to argue as follows. While the Madaglione-Miller theorem does not provide a realistic description of how firms finance their operations, it provides a means of finding reasons why financing may matter. This description provides a reasonable interpretation. 7. Of much of the theory of corporate finance. Accordingly, it influenced the early development of both the trade-off theory and the pecking order theory. Madaglione and Miller, two professors in the 1950s, studied capital structure theory intensely. From their analysis, they developed the capital structure irrelevance proposition. Essentially, they hypothesized that in perfect markets, it does not matter what capital structure a company uses to finance its operations. They theorized that the market value of a firm is determined by its earning power and by the risk of its underlying assets, and that its value is independent of the way it chooses to finance its investments or distribute dividends. The basic M&M proposition is based on the following key assumptions: no taxes, no transaction costs, no bankruptcy costs, equivalence in borrowing costs for both companies and investors, symmetry of market information, meaning companies and investors have the same information and no effect of debt on our company's earnings before interest and taxes. Of course, in the real world in borrowing costs, information the M&M proposition works out. Understand the basics of M&M proposition. Put taxes. Factoring in coefficient I and 2 without it. The M&M capital structure irrelevance proposition assumes no transaction costs and bankruptcy costs, differences the effects of debt on earnings. To understand how corporate taxes, however, we must first taxes and no bankruptcy costs. In this simplified view, the weighted average cost of capital, WACC, should remain constant with changes in the company's capital structure. For example, no matter how the firm borrows, there will be no tax benefit from interest payments and thus no changes or benefits to the WACC. Additionally, since there are no changes or benefits from increases in debt, the capital structure does not influence a company's stock price, and the capital structure is therefore irrelevant to a company's stock price. However, as we have stated, taxes and bankruptcy costs do significantly affect a company's stock price. In additional papers, Medaglioni and Miller included both the effect of taxes and bankruptcy cost. The trade-out theory assumes that there are benefits to leverage within a capital structure up until the optimal capital structure is reached. The theory recognizes the tax benefit from interest payments, that is, because interest paid on debt is tax deductible, issuing bonds effectively. 8. Recognized. Reduces a company's tax liability. Paying dividends on equity, however, does not. Thought of another way, the actual rate of interest companies pay on the bonds they issue is less than the nominal rate of interest because of the tax savings. Studies suggest, however, that most companies have less leverage than this theory would suggest is optimal. In comparing the two theories, the main difference between them is the potential benefit from debt in a capital structure, which comes from the tax benefit of the interest payments. Since the MM capital structure irrelevance theory assumes no taxes, this benefit is not recognized, unlike the trade-out theory of leverage, where taxes, and thus the tax benefit of interest payments, are very. In summary, the MMI theory without corporate taxes says that a firm's relative proportions of debt and equity don't matter. MMI with corporate taxes says that the firm with the greater proportion of debt is more valuable because of the interest tax shield. MM the second deals with the WACC. It says that as the proportion of debt in the company's capital structure increases, its return on equity to shareholders increases in a linear fashion. The existence of higher debt levels makes investing in the company more risky, so shareholders demand a higher risk premium on the company's stock. However, because the company's capital structure is irrelevant, changes in the debt-equity ratio do not affect WACC. MM the second with corporate taxes acknowledges the corporate tax savings from the interest tax deduction and thus concludes that changes in the debt-equity ratio do affect WACC. Therefore, a greater proportion of debt lowers the company's WACC. February 2, 2002 The trade-off theory. The term trade-off theory is used by different authors to describe a family of related theories. In all of these theories, a decision maker running a firm evaluates the various costs and benefits of alternative leverage plans. Often it is assumed that an interior solution is obtained so that marginal costs and marginal benefits are balanced. The original version of the trade-off theory grew out of the debate over the Medaglioni-Miller theorem. When corporate income tax was added to the original irrelevance, this created a benefit. 9. For debt in that it served to shield earnings from taxes. Since the firm's objective function is linear, and there is no offsetting cost of debt, this implied 100% debt financing. Several aspects of MEI's definition of the trade-off merit discussion. First, the target is not directly observable. It may be imputed from evidence, but that depends on adding a structure. Different papers add that structure in different ways. Second, the tax code is much more complex than that assumed by the theory. Depending on which features of the tax code are included, different conclusions regarding the target can be reached. Graham, 2003, provides a useful review of the literature on the tax effects. Third, bankruptcy costs must be debt rate costs rather than transfers from one claimant to another. The nature of EFTs is important too. Fourth, transaction costs must take a specific form for the analysis to work. For the adjustment to be gradual rather than abrupt, the marginal cost of adjusting must increase the adjustment is larger. Leary and Roberts, 2005, describe the implications of alternative adjustment cost assumptions. Trade-off theory allows the bankruptcy cost to exist. It states that there is an advantage to financing with debt, namely, the tax benefits of debt, and that there is a cost of financing with debt, the bankruptcy costs and the financial distress costs of debt. The marginal benefit of further increases in debt declines as debt increases, while the marginal cost increases, so that a firm that is optimizing its overall value will focus on this trade-off when choosing how much debt and equity to use for financing. Empirically, this theory may explain differences in D/E ratios between industries, but it doesn't explain differences within the same industry. February 2, 2003 Static Trade-Off Theory. Mies, 1984, proposed the static trade-off theory that supports the relevance of capital structure. This theory suggested that firms have optimal capital structure and they move towards the target. It further emphasized that when debt is employed in capital structure, firms are faced with the challenge of tax benefit and bankruptcy cost, thus the need for trade-off between the two. 10. Under trade-off theory, the firms with high growth opportunities should borrow less because it is more likely to lose value in financial distress. This is because trade-off theory predicts that safe firms, that is, firms with more tangible assets and more taxable income to shield, should have high debt ratios. While risky firms, that is, firms with more intangible assets that the value will disappear in case of liquidation, ought to rely more on equity financing. The static trade-off theory affirms that firms have optimal capital structures, which they determine by trading off the costs against the benefits of the use of debt and equity. One of the benefits of the use of debt is the advantage of a debt tax shield. One of the disadvantages of debt is the cost of potential financial distress, especially when the firm relies on too much debt. Already, this led to a trade-off between the tax benefit and the disadvantage of higher risk of financial distress. B. There are more cost and benefits involved with the use of debt and equity. One other major cost factor consists of agency costs. Agency costs stem from conflicts of interest between the different stakeholders of the firm and because of ex post asymmetric information. Meckling, 1976, and Jensen, 1986. Hence, incorporating agency costs into the static trade-off theory means that a firm determines its capital structure by trading off the tax advantage of debt against the costs of financial distress of too much debt and the agency costs of debt against the agency cost of equity. Many other cost factors have been suggested under the trade-off theory, and it would lead too far to discuss them all. Therefore, this discussion ends with the assertion that an important prediction of the static trade-off theory is that firms target their capital structures, that is, if the actual leverage ratio deviates from the optimal one, the firm will adapt its financing behavior in a way that brings the leverage ratio back to the optimal level. February 2, 2004 The Dynamic Trade-off Theory. Constructing models that recognize the role of time requires specifying a number of aspects that are typically ignored in a single period model. Of particular importance are the roles of expectations and adjustment costs. In a dynamic model, the correct financing decision typically depends on the financing margin that the firm anticipates in the next period. Some firms expect to pay out funds in the next period, while others expect to raise funds. If funds are to be raised, 11. They may take the form of debt or equity. More generally, a firm undertakes a combination of these actions. An important precursor to modern dynamic trade-off theories was Stiglitz, 1973, who examined the effects of taxation from a public finance perspective. Stiglitz's model is not a trade-off theory since he took the drastic step of assuming away uncertainty. Schwartz, 1984. Analyze continuous time models with uncertainty, taxes, and bankruptcy costs, but no transaction costs. Since firms react to adverse shocks immediately by rebalancing cautiously, firms maintain high levels of debt to take advantage of the tax savings. OF. Dynamic trade-off models can also be used to consider the option values embedded in deferring leverage decisions to XT period. Goldstein et al. 2001, observed that a firm with low leverage today has the subsequent option to increase leverage. Under their assumptions, the option to increase leverage in TLE footer E serves to reduce the otherwise optimal level of leverage today. Strepilev, 2007, analyzed a model quite similar to the de Fischer et al. 1989, and Goldstein et al. 2001. Again, if firms optimally finance only periodically because of transaction costs, then the debt ratios of most mil deviate from the optimum most of the time. In the model, the firm's leverage responds less to short-run equity fluctuations and more to long-run value changes. Certain ideas are fairly general in dynamic models. The optimal financial choice today depends on what is expected to be optimal in the next period. In the next period, it may be optimal to raise funds or to pay them out. If raising new funds, it might be optimal to raise them in the form of debt or in the form of equity. In each case, what is expected to be optimal in the next period will help to pin down the relevant comparison for the firm in the current period. Much of the work on dynamic trade-off models is fairly recent, and so any judgments on their results must be somewhat tentative. This work has already fundamentally altered our understanding of mean reversion, the role of profits, the role of retained earnings, and path dependence. As a result, the trade-off class of models now appears to be much more promising than it did even just a few years ago. 12. February 2, 2005, the pecking order theory. The pecking order theory does not take an optimal capital structure as a starting point, but instead asserts the empirical fact that firms show a distinct preference for using internal finance as retained earnings or excess liquid assets over external finance. If internal funds are not enough to finance investment opportunities, firms may or may not acquire external financing, and if they do, they will choose among the different external finance sources in such a way as to investment, however, results suggest that such periods tend to push leverage lower. Pecking order theory tries to capture the costs of asymmetric information. It states that companies prioritize their sources of financing, from internal financing to equity, according to the law of least effort, or at least resistance, preferring to raise equity as a financing means of last resort. Hence, internal financing is used first. When that is depleted, then debt is issued. And when it is no longer sensible to issue any more debt, equity is issued. This theory maintains that funds first, followed by respectively low-risk debt financing and share financing. In Mies and Majulf model, 1984, outside investors rationally discount the firm's stock price when managers issue equity in F-risk or debt. To avoid this discount, managers avoid equity whenever possible. The Mies and Majulf model predicts that managers will follow a pecking order, using up internal funds first, then using up risky debt, and finally resorting to equity. In the absence of investment opportunities, firms retain profits and build up financial slack to avoid having to raise external finance in the future. The pecking order theory regards the market-to-book ratio as our measure of investment opportunities. With this interpretation in mind, both Mies, 1984, and Fenner and French, 2000, note that a contemporaneous relationship between the market-to-book ratio and capital structure is difficult to reconcile with the static pecking order model. Iteration of the static version also suggests that periods of high investment opportunities will tend to push leverage higher toward a debt capacity. To the extent that high past market-to-book actually coincides with high past. 13. Businesses adhere to a hierarchy of financing sources and prefer internal financing when available, and debt is preferred over equity if external financing is required. Equity would mean issuing shares, which meant bringing external ownership into the company. Thus, the form of debt a firm chooses can act as a signal of its need for external finance. The pecking order theory is popularized by Mises, 1984, when he argues that equity is a less preferred means to raise capital because when managers, who are assumed to know better about true condition of the firm than investors, issue new equity, investors believe that managers think that the firm is overvalued and managers are taking advantage of this overvaluation. As a result, investors will place a lower value to the new equity issuance. L. The pecking order theory, which was developed by Stuart C. Mises in 1984. It states that companies prioritize their sources of finance, from internal financing to equity, according to the law of least effort or least resistance, preferring to raise equity as a financing means of the last resort. Hence internal funds are used first, and when that is depleted, debt is issued, and when it's not sensible to issue any M0 red debt, equity is issued. This theory maintains that businesses adhere to a hierarchy of financing sources. February 2, 2006 The Market Timing Theory /J/U. The market timing theory of capital structure argues that firms time their equity issues in the sense that they issue new stock when the stock price is perceived to be overvalued, and buy back own shares when there is undervaluation. Consequently, fluctuations in stock prices affect firms' capital structures. There are two versions of equity market timing that led to similar capital structure dynamics. 4. The first assumes economic agents to be rational. Companies are assumed to issue equity directly after a positive information release, which reduces the asymmetry problem between the firms. The pecking order theory was first introduced by Donaldson, 1961, in a survey study among American firms. Helvendley Ong, 1996, find that the probability of raising external finance is unrelated to the internal funds deficit, and that firms that could have obtained bank loans often choose to issue equity instead. This also contrasts with the static pecking order model. 14. Management and stockholders. The decrease in information asymmetry coincides with an increase in the stock price. In response, firms create their own timing opportunities. The second theory assumes the economic agents to be irrational, Baker and Wertler, 2002. Due to irrational behavior, there is a time-varying mispricing of the stock of the company. Managers issue equity when they believe its cost is irrationally low and repurchase equity when they believe its cost is irrationally high. It is important to know that the second version of market timing does not require that the market actually be inefficient. It does not ask managers to successfully predict stock returns. The assumption is simply that managers believe that they can time the market. In a study by Graham and Harvey, 2001, managers admitted trying to time the equity market, and most of those that have considered issuing common stock report that the amount by which our stock is undervalued or overvalued was an important consideration. This study supports the assumption in the market timing theory mentioned above, which is that managers believe they can time the market, but does not immediately distinguish between the mispricing and the dynamic asymmetric information version of market timing. Baker and Wertler, 2002, provide evidence that equity market timing has a persistent effect on the capital structure of the firm. They define a market timing measure, which is a weighted average of external capital needs over the past few years, where the weights used to market to book values of the firm. They find that leverage changes are strongly and positively related to their market timing measure, so they conclude that the capital structure of a firm is the cumulative outcome of past attempts to time the equity market. The traditional theory of capital structure, which believes strongly on the relevancy of optimal capital or level of gearing, is adopted in this work. According to the traditional theory, debt capital is cheaper than equity, and that as such a company can increase its value by borrowing up to a reasonable limit. 2.3 Empirical evidence on effect of capital structure on the cost of capital of companies. 15. The cost of capital is derived from the minimum rates of return that investors expect on their invested capital. The cost of capital of the group and the industrial divisions comprises the cost of equity as well as the cost of debt, LAID, 2009. According to Kathleen and Shastri, 2004, the cost of equity is calculated according to the capital asset pricing model, CAPM, using the interest rate for long-term risk-free securities plus a risk premium reflecting the specific risks of an investment. The cost of debt is derived from the required rate of return for obligations entered into by the group with external lenders. The group's cost of capital is the weighted average of the individually required or expected rates of return. The cost of capital is a term used in the field of financial investment to refer to the cost of a company's funds, both debt and equity, or from an investor's point of view, the shareholder's required return on a portfolio company's existing securities. It is used to evaluate new projects of a company as it is the minimum return that investors expect for providing capital to the company, thus setting a benchmark that a new project has to be met. For an investment to be worthwhile, the expected return on capital must be greater than the cost of capital. The cost of capital is the rate on that capital could be expected to earn in an alternative investment of equivalent risk. If a project is of similar risk to a company's average business activities, it is reasonable to use it percent MP for average cost of capital as a basis for the evaluation. A company's securities typically included both debt and equity. One must therefore calculate both the cost of debt and the cost of equity to determine a company's cost of capital. However, a rate of return larger than the cost of capital is usually required, Akinia, 2011. Versus. According to Babenko, 2003, the cost of debt is relatively simple to calculate, as it is composed of the rate of interest paid. In practice, the interest rate paid by the company can be modeled as the risk-free rate plus a risk component, risk premium, which itself incorporates a probate warble rate of default, and amount of recovery given default. For companies with similar risk or credit ratings, the interest rate is largely exogenous, not linked to the cost of debt. The cost of equity is broadly defined as the risk-weighted projected return required by investors, where the return is largely unknown. The cost of equity is therefore inferred by comparing the investment to other investments, comparable, with similar risk profiles to determine the cost of equity. It is commonly equated using the CAPM formula, although articles such as Stelz, 1995. 16. Question the validity of using a local CAPM versus an international CAPM, also considering whether markets are fully integrated or segmented. If fully integrated, there would be no need for a local CAPM. Once cost of debt and cost of equity have been determined, the weighted average cost of capital, WACC, can be calculated. This WACC can then be used as a discount rate for a project's projected cash flows. When companies borrow funds from outside or take debt from financial institutions or other resources, the interest paid on that amount is called cost of debt. The cost of debt is computed by taking the rate on a risk-free bond whose duration matches the term structure of the corporate debt, then adding a default premium. This default premium will rise as the amount of debt increases, since all other things being equal, the risk rises as the amount of debt rises. Since in most cases debt expense is a deductible expense, the cost of debt is computed as an after-tax cost to make it comparable with the cost of equity. Earnings are after-tax as well. Thus, for profitable firms, debt is discounted by the tax rate. The formula can be written as RF plus credit risk rate, LT, where T is the corporate tax rate and RF is the risk-free rate. The yield to maturity can be used as an approximation of the cost of debt, LAID, 2009. Cost of equity equals risk-free rate of return plus premium expected for risk of debt, LAID, rate of return. Cost of equity equals risk-free rate of return plus beta x, market rate of return, risk-free rate of return, where beta equals sensitivity to movements in the relevant market. The risk-free rate is taken from the lowest yielding bonds in the particular market, such as government bonds. Retained earnings are a component of equity, and therefore the cost of retained earnings, internal equity, is equal to the cost of equity. Dividends earnings that are paid to investors are a component of the return on capital to equity holders and influence the cost of capital through that mechanism, LAID, 2009. Influences. The weighted average cost of capital, WACC, is used in finance to measure a firm's cost of capital. The total capital for a firm is the value of its equity for a firm without outstanding warrants and options. This is the same as the company's market capitalization plus the cost of its debt, where the cost of debt should be continually updated as the cost of debt changes as a result of interest rate changes. Equity and the debt-to-equity ratio is the market value of all equity, not the. 17. Shareholders' equity on the balance sheet. To calculate the firm's weighted cost of capital, we must first calculate the costs of the individual financing sources: cost of debt, cost of preference capital, and cost of equity cap. Calculation of WECC is an iterative procedure which requires estimation of the fair market value of equity capital. Kathleen and Shastri, 2004. Because of tax advantages on debt issuance, it will be cheaper to issue debt rather than new equity. This is only true for profitable firms. Tax breaks are available only to profitable firms. At some point, however, the cost of issuing new debt will be greater than the cost of issuing new equity. This is because adding debt increases the default risk and thus the interest rate that the company must pay in borrow money. By utilizing too much debt in its capital structure, this increased default risk can also drive up the costs for other sources such as retained earnings and preferred stock as well. Ma&M must identify the optimal mix of financing where the cost of capital is minimized so that the firm's value can be maximized. Johannes and Hamraj, 2007, VV percent. The structure of capital should be determined considering the weighted average cost of capital. Medaglioni and Miller, 1958, show the impact of debt-equity ratio on firm value in their capital structure theory. Economists and financial researchers have spent time to develop new thoughts around this theory. Despite their effort, the Medaglioni and Miller, MM, model is still in vogue. According to Kathleen, 2005, a company applies its assets in its business to generate a stream of operating cash flows. After paying taxes, the firm makes distributions to the providers of its capital and retains the balance for use in its business. If company is all equity financed, the entire after-tax operating cash flow each period accrues to the benefit of its shareholders in the form of dividend and retained earnings. If instead the company has borrowed a portion of its capital, it must dedicate a portion of the cash flow stream to service this debt. Moreover, debt holders have the senior claim to a company's cash flow. Shareholders are only entitled to the residual. The company's choice of capital structure determines the allocation of its operating cash flow each period between debt holders and shareholders. 18. The debate over the significance of a company's choice of capital structure is esoteric, but in essence, it concerns the impact on the total market value of the company, that is the combined value of its debt and its equity, by splitting the cash flow stream into a debt component and an equity component. Financial experts traditionally believe that increasing a company's leverage, that is increasing the proportion of debt in the company's capital structure, would increase value up to a point. But beyond that point, further increases in leverage would increase the company's overall cost of capital and decrease its total market value. Abdra, 2007. Medaglioni and Miller challenged that view in their famous 1958 article, where they argued that if the company's capital investment program is held fixed and certain other assumptions are satisfied, the combined market value of a company's debt and equity is independent of its choice of capital structure. Since Medaglioni and Miller published their capital structure irrelevancy paper, much attention has focused on the reasonableness of these other assumptions, which include the absence of taxes, bankruptcy costs, and other imperfections those exist in the real world. Because of these imperfections, a company's choice of capital structure undoubtedly does affect its total market value. The significance of corporate leverage is reflected in the articles that have appeared in the financial press. Percent. S. The minimization. The essence of financial management is the minimization of the firm's cost and creation of shareholder value. According to Ehrhard and Tai, value of a business based on the going concern expectation is the present value of all the expected future cash flows to be generated by the assets, discounted at the company's weighted average cost of capital, WECC. From this it can be seen that the WECC has a direct impact on the value of a business. The choice between debt and equity aims to find the right capital structure that will minimize the firm's cost and maximize stockholder wealth. WECC is used to define a firm's value by discounting future cash flows. Minimizing WECC of any firm will maximize value of the firm. Messbacher, 2004. Debt policy and equity ownership structure differs between firms with few positive net present value projects. McConnell and Servies, 1995. Land and Pyle, 1977, propose that managers We'll take debt equity ratio as a signal by the fact that high leverage implies higher bankruptcy. 19. Risk and costs for low quality firms. Since managers always have information advantage over the outsiders, the debt structure may be considered as a signal to the market. Ross's 1977 model suggests that the values of firms will rise with leverage, since increasing the market's perception of value. In their second seminal paper on corporate capital structure, Madaglione and Mill, 1963, show that firm value is an increasing function of leverage due to the tax deductibility of interest payments at the corporate level. In the 30 years since, enormous academic effort has gone into identifying the relevant costs associated with debt financing that firms presumably trade off against the substantial corporate tax benefit. Recent studies examining capital structure response to changing corporate tax exposure provide evidence supporting the trade-off theory. Mackie Mason, 1990. Mies, 1984, argues that the trade-off theory also fails to prove a high degree of cross-sectional and time variation of observed debt ratios. Return on stock increases for any announcement of issue or exchange offers. Overall, 55% of the variance in stock announcement period returns is explained, Messulis, 1983. Under some conditions, capital structure does not affect the value of the firm. Splitting a fund into some mix of shares relating to debt, dividend and capital directly adds value to the company, Gemmill. The issue of whether financial structure influences cost of capital and economic growth or not. Through heterogeneous panel, it was found that significant effects of financial structure on real per capita output, which is in sharp contrast to some recent findings, are Estes and Wintle, 2004. Firms have increased their level of debt relative to their profit. As a result, firm debt in general has risen substantially. They found that those firms having lower debt have higher value than the firm which has high debt. Thus, firm can maximize its value by choosing low debt or zero debt. Kimsman and Newman, 1998. When the firm's investment is large, countervailing incentives let both high and low cost firms to choose the same capital structure in capital structuring equilibrium, thus decoupling capital structure from private information. When investment is small or medium size, the model may admit separating equilibrium in which high-cost firms 20. Issued greater equity and low-cost firms rely more on debt financing, Spiegel and Spellborough, 1997. The presence of corporate tax shield substitutes for debt implies that each firm has a unique interior optimum leverage decision, and when firms which issue debt are moving toward the industry average from below, the market will react more positively than when the firm is moving away from the industry average. The overall finding is that the relationship between a firm's debt level and that of its industry does not appear to be of concern to the market, Hatfield et al., 1994. Debt ratios are found to be decreasing in cash flow or profitability and increasing in the investment of the firm in both countries. The study found positive with pecking order approach and generally inconsistent with the trade-off approach, Benito, 1999. The firm-specific nature of strategic assets implies that they should be financed primarily through equity, otherwise. SSETSL at BEF. Specific assets should be financed through debt. Finant. Firms are likely to suffer increased costs and decreased performance if they do not adopt suitable governance structures in their transactions with potential suppliers of funds, Kochwa, 1997. It is considered customer-driven financial distress where prices for the firm output decline whenever firm has poor financial status. Employee-driven financial distress originates from loss of intangible assets when firm revenue decline. Babe & Co., 2003, examines the state tax effect on optimal leverage and yield spreads to find out the optimal capital structure at the time of financial distress. A negative relationship exists between the ownership of shareholders with large blocks, on the one hand, and the degree of control, on the other hand, with regard to firm value, the second relationship being significant. However, endogenous treatment of these variables then reveals a positive effect for the ownership of the major shareholders on firm value. Suppose there is no agency problem, that is, management acts in the interest of all shareholders, the manager will minimize cost of capital and maximize company value by choosing the optimal capital structure, highest possible debt ratio. High-quality firms need to signal their quality to the market, while the low-quality firms' managers will try to imitate. According to this argument, the debt level should be positively related to the cost of capital and value of the firm, Land and Pyle, 1977. 21. Assuming information asymmetry, the pecking order theory, Mises-Medjelf, 1984, predicts that firm will follow that pecking order as an optimal financing strategy. The reason behind this theory is that if the manager act on behalf of the owners, they will issue securities at a higher price than they are truly worth. The more sensitive of the security, the higher the cost of equity capital, since the action of the manager is giving a signal to the market that the securities is overpriced. Stelz, 1990, argues that debt can have both a positive and negative effect on the cost of capital of the firm and its value, even in the absence of corporate taxes and bankruptcy cost. He develops a model in which debt financing can both alleviate the over-investment problem and under-investment problem. Stelz, 1990, assumes that managers have no equity ownership in the firm and receive utility by managing a larger firm. The power of managers may motivate the self-interested managers to undertake negative present value project. To solve this problem, shareholders force firms to issue debt, but if firms are forced to pay out funds, they may have to forego positive present value projects. Therefore, the optimal debt structure is determined by balancing the optimal agency cost of debt and the agency cost of managerial discretion. LAID, 2009, examined the impact of KPI structure choice on firm performance in Egypt, using a multiple regression analysis in estimating the relationship between leverage level and firm's performance, the study covered between 1997 and 2005. Three accounting-based measures of financial performance, return on equity, return on assets and gross profit margin, were used. The result revealed that capital structure choice decision in general has a weak to no impact on firm's performance. 4SV. Chatterley and Chowdhury, 2010, attempted to empirically support the argument of Medaglioni and Miller, M.M. Their work tests the influence of debt-equity structure on the value of shares given different sizes, indices and growth opportunities with the companies incorporated in the Dhaka Stock Exchange, DSE, and Chittagong Stock Exchange, CSE, of Bangladesh. Or the robustness of the analysis samples was drawn from the four most dominant sectors of industry. Engineering, food and light, fuel and power and chemical and pharmaceutical to provide a comparative analysis. A strong positive correlation association is evident from the empirical findings when stratified by industry. 22. On the issue of whether financial structure influences economic growth or not, through heterogeneous panel it was found that significant effects of financial structure on real per capita output, which is in sharp contrast to some recent findings, are as Tiss et al. 2004. Firms have increased their level of debt relative to their profit. As a result, firm debt in general has risen substantially. They found that those firms having lower debt have lower firm cost and higher value than the firm, which has high debt. Thus, firm can maximize its value by choosing low debt or zero debt, Kimsman and Newman, 1998. When the firm's investment is large, countervailing incentives led both high and low cost firms to choose the same capital structure in equilibrium, thus decoupling capital structure from private information. When investment is small or medium size, the model may admit separating equilibrium in which high-cost firms issued greater equity and low-cost firms rely more on debt financing, Spieth, 1 and Spellbrough, 1997. The presence of corporate tax shield substitutes for debt implies that each firm has a unique interior optimum leverage decision, and when firms, which issue debt, are moving toward the industry average from below, the market will react more positively than when they're moving away from the industry average. The overall finding is that the relationship between a firm's debt level and that of its industry does. 10. H. Hetfield, et al. Not appear to be of concern to the market, H. Hetfield, et al. 1994. Debt ratios are found to be decreasing in cash flow or profitability and increasing in the investment of the firm in both countries. The study found positive with pecking order approach and generally inconsistent with the trade-off approach, Benito, 1999. The firm-specific nature of strategic assets implies that they should be financed primarily through equity. Other less specific assets should be financed through debt. Hatfield, et al. 1994, proposes that managers will take debt/equity ratio as a signal, by the fact that high leverage implies higher bankruptcy risk and cost for low-quality firms. Suppose there is no agency problem, that is, management acts in the interest of all shareholders, the manager will maximize company value by choosing the optimal capital structure, highest possible debt ratio. High-quality firms need to signal their quality to the market, while the low-quality firms' managers will try to imitate. 23. 2.4 Thin capitalization. A company is said to be thinly capitalized when its capital is made up of a much greater proportion of debt than equity, that is, its gearing, or leverage, is too high. This is perceived to create problems for two classes of people. Creditors bear the solvency risk of the company, which has to repay the bulk of its capital with interest, and revenue authorities, who are concerned about abuse by excessive interest deductions. April 2, 2001 Credit Risk. If the shareholders have introduced only a nominal amount of paid-up share capital, then the company has lower financial reserves with which to meet its obligations. If all or most of the company's capital comes from debt, which, unlike equity, needs to be serviced and ultimately repaid, it means that the providers of capital are ultimately competing with the company's trade creditors for the same capital res at the risk of generalizing. Most traditionally common law countries do not tend to employ thin capitalization rules generally in relation to raising and maintenance of capital. However, a number of civil or jurisdictions do. However, in almost all jurisdictions, there are certain types of regulated entity which require a certain amount, or a certain proportion, of paid-up share capital to be licensed to trade. The most common examples of this are banks and insurance companies. This is the as-if our companies were to fail and go into liquidation, the economic effect of such failures can lead to a domino effect, which can have catastrophic consequences for other businesses and, ultimately, regional economies. Bluin, J. H. Weisinger, L. Levin, and G. Nicodem, 2013. April 2, 2002 Tax Issues. 4. Even where countries' corporate laws permit companies to be thinly capitalized, revenue authorities in those countries will often limit the amount that a company can claim as a tax deduction on interest, particularly when it receives loans at non-commercial rates, for instance from connected parties. However, some countries simply disallow interest deductions above a certain level from all sources when the company is considered to be too highly geared under applicable tax regulations. Some tax authorities limit the applicability of thin capitalization rules to corporate groups with foreign entities to avoid tax leakage to other jurisdictions. The United States. 24. Earnings stripping rules are an example. NCONG protects tax revenue by prohibiting payers from claiming tax deductions for interest paid to foreign entities, thus eliminating the possibility of using thin capitalization to shift income to a lower tax jurisdiction. Thin capitalization rules determine how much of the interest paid on corporate debt is deductible for tax purposes. Such rules are primarily of interest to private equity firms, which use significant amounts of debt to finance leveraged buyouts. Bluin, J. H. Weisinger, L. Levin, and G. Nicodem, 2013. April 2, 2003 Thin capitalization rules and corporate leverage. Multinationals take advantage of heterogeneity in tax deduction rules by reallocation debt to high-tax countries. This reduces tax revenue and distorts the trade-off between debt and equity financing. Some countries have enacted thin capitalization rules that restrict deductibility when the debt-to-leverage ratio exceeds a certain threshold. Such rules are only effective when restrictions are automatic, rather than allowing for government discretion. A company's interest expense generally is deductible as taxable corporate income. This provides firms with an incentive to finance their operations through debt rather than equity, especially if the corporate tax rate is high. Correspondingly, levy tends to be positively related to the corporate tax rate, Graham 2003, and Feld et al. 2013. Multinationals can reduce their worldwide tax incidence by concentrating their debt in relatively high tax countries. Hence, the leverage of a multinational firm is particularly sensitive to a jurisdiction's tax rate, Fuizinger et al. 2008, and tax authorities face declining corporate tax receipts from multinational firms that use excessively high leverage and concomitant interest deductions. To counter this base erosion, many countries have instituted thin capitalization rules that restrict the deductibility of interest from taxable corporate income. Typically, a thin capitalization rule denies complete interest deductibility if a particular leverage ratio reaches a certain limit. Thin capitalization rules are found to have a substantial impact on affiliate leverage. However, their effectiveness is severely reduced if tax authorities can use discretion in their application, taking 25. into account information on leverage at other firms instead of applying the rules automatically. Jennifer Bluhin, Harry Fuizinger, Luke Levin, Gayet and Nicodim, 2014. April 2, 2004 Thin Capitalization Rules. In a research done by Jennifer Bluhin, Harry Fuizinger, Luke Levin, Gayet and Nicodim, 2014, 27 countries, exactly half of the countries covered in their analysis, have enacted a thin capitalization regime that restricted interest deductibility if a debt ratio exceeded a certain limit. Two main categories of thin capitalization rules can be distinguished. First, 16 countries restricted interest deductibility if the total debt-to-equity ratio exceeded a certain numerical value. The United Kingdom, for instance, maintained a maximum total debt-to-equity ratio of 1. Alternatively, 11 countries restricted the ratio of internal debt-to-equity, where internal debt means debt to the parent firm or another related party. Germany, for instance, had a maximum ratio of internal debt-to-equity of 1. Thin capitalization regimes differ in whether their application on reaching the maximum debt ratio is automatic or instead discretionary. In the latter case, indebtedness above the maximum allowed ratio triggers an investigation by the tax authorities of whether the indebtedness is indeed demed excessive, leading to reduced interest deductibility, taking into account the countries applied leverage of other comparable firms. Only 17 countries applied their thin capitalization rule automatically, with file capitalization rule MTRIES applied there automatically, while 10 countries could use some discretion in the application of their thin. April 2, 2005 thin capitalization rules on leverage. On average, a restriction on the total debt-to-equity ratio, which also constrains the firm's total debt-to-assets ratio, reduces the total debt-to-assets ratio of the affiliates of multinational firms by 1.9%. The decline in the total debt-to-assets ratio is larger if the maximum allowed total debt-to-equity ratio is more restrictive than capitalization rules that instead limit the internal debt-to-equity ratio. On average, reduce this leverage ratio by 6.3%, while the decline is larger if the maximum allowed debt ratio is lower. The sensitivity of the affiliate's internal debt ratio to thin. 26. Capitalization rules may reflect that multinationals can easily substitute internal equity for internal debt in case the tax advantage of internal debt is diminished on account of a thin capitalization rule. This also suggests that thin capitalization rules can be effective instruments to counter tax planning activities via the use of internal debt. Wagner, T. M. Overess, U. Schreiber, U. and G. Wamsre, 2012. The effectiveness of thin capitalization rules depends importantly on whether they are applied automatically or with discretion. A thin capitalization rule reduces the total debt-to-assets ratio by an average of 2.8% if it is automatically applied, but only by 1.1% if it is applied with discretion. The possibility of using discretion reduces the efficacy of thin capitalization rules, perhaps because tax authorities find it too burdensome to enforce thin capitalization rules that are not automatic. Our evidence suggests that such rules would only be effective in reducing leverage and in increasing tax revenues if their application upon reaching the maximum leverage ratio is automatic. If instead, discretion is made a feature of a common thing capitalization regime, then tax policymakers may appear to have succeeded by adopting a seemingly coordinated policy, but in reality the multinationals would continue to benefit from TNEE. Interest deductions, thus reducing tax revenues. Feld, L. J. Heckmeyer, and M. Overess, 2013. Avenues. Feld, L. J. Degrees are A. Some specific considerations may include, there are a number of options under the thin capitalization regime that can be explored to improve an entity's thin capitalization position. These include alternative methods for determining the maximum allowable debt, such as the arm's length debt amount, different methods for calculating average amounts, and a choice to revalue certain assets for tax and/or accounting purposes. In the absence of a transitional rule for existing debt, it is likely that the proposed changes have a direct impact on financial models and structures for existing and proposed funding requirements. Accordingly, it may be worth reconsidering the mix of debt and equity funding that is utilized. 27. Capitalizing existing debt may have other adverse tax outcomes that should be carefully considered. These may include realization of taxable foreign exchange gains, reduction in the ability to utilize certain tax losses within a tax consolidated group, and implications under the commercial debt forgiveness provisions. The overseas tax implications will also need to be addressed. The thin capitalization regime applies to all types of entities, including companies, trusts, partnerships, and even individuals. The proposed changes, however, are likely to have a bigger impact on some industries than others. For example, infrastructure projects can usually support a higher level of debt. A reduction in the amount of debt that is able to be utilized by such entities would impact the returns to investors and increase the cost of funding for such projects. Any deductions that are denied as a result of the lower thin capitalization ratios not only will have a direct additional incorporated tax cost, but will also have additional costs in that the excess interest may continue to be subject to non-resident interest withholding tax. The proposed changes to the thin capitalization regime are just one aspect of this year's federal budget announcements that directly affect the cost of funding. Refer to the additional proposed reforms to limit debt deductions on funding certain offshore investments and changes to the foreign dividend participation exemption. Core NBI on ED, these changes are estimated to raise $1.5 billion over the four-year forward estimates. Wagner, T. M. Overess, U. Schreiber, U. and G. Wamsre, 2012. 2.5 Conceptual Framework. KOU. The conceptual framework contains the independent variable and the dependent variable. The independent variable contains the capital structure of the firm, while the dependent variable contains the cost of capital. Capital structure involves decision making between debt and equity. Nicole, 2009, in his scholarly work on the financial structure influence on the cost of capital and enterprise value, uses debt and equity to indicate the capital structure, hence consistent with the research. Variables also consistent with Kitany, 2007, research on the test of relationship between capital structure and agency cost. 28. Equity. Cost of capital. Independent variable. Figure 1. Conceptual framework. / M. Erdvorf XL cap. Degrees X. Dependent variable. F. Capital structure and the cost of capital. 2.6 Operational framework. The operational framework contains the independent variable, the dependent variable, and the measurable parameters, which are the debt/equity ratio and the weighted average cost of capital, WECC. 29. Cost of capital. WECC. Capital structure. Debt/equity ratio. Independent variable. ITVA. Dependent variable. I ratio. Owner. Figure 2. Operational framework for the effects of capital structure on the cost of capital. 4. / A. Plus 0%. Less than 0. Chapter 3 Research Methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This chapter sets out the methodology and design of the study. It describes the sources of data, method of collection, and a summary of the analysis that was carried out. 30. 3.2 Research Design. According to Mucklander and Mucklander, 2003, a research design is the arrangement of conditions for collection and analysis of data in a manner that aims to combine relevance to the research purpose with economy in procedure, or it is the conceptual structure within which research is conducted. It constitutes the blueprint for the collection, measurement and analysis of data. A research design is the guideline of the study. The design of a study defines the study type: descriptive, correlational, semi-experimental, experimental, review, meta-analytic, and subtype. For instance, descriptive longitudinal case study, research question, hypothesis, independent and dependent variables, experimental design, and, if applicable, data collection methods and a statistical analysis plan. RCH design is the framework that has been created to seek answers to research questions. B. A research design basically means the plan or technique of shaping the research, or as Hakim, 1987, puts it, design deals mainly with aim, purposes, motives and plans within the practical constraints of location, time, money and availability of staff. The possibilities of success of a research study is significantly improved when the beginning is properly defined as a precise statement of goals and justification. Degrees. Research design offers the investigator an opportunity to area different research operations efficiently. This makes research as valuable as possible, producing maximum information with minimum effort, time and money. Researcher needs to consider all necessary precautions when preparing the design, as any error may upset the whole project. The reliability of result, which a Ionov researcher is looking, is proportional with design that constitutes a firm foundation of entire body of research work. Research design carries an important influence on the reliability of the result attained. It therefore provides a solid base for the whole research. It is needed due to the fact that it allows for the smooth working of the many research operations. This makes the research as effective as possible by providing maximum information with minimum spending of effort, money and time. For building of a car, we must have a suitable blueprint made by an expert designer. In a similar fashion, we require a suitable design or plan just before data collection and analysis of the 31. Research project. Planning of design must be carried out cautiously, as even a small mistake might mess up the purpose of the entire project. The design helps the investigator to organize his ideas, which helps to recognize and fix his faults, if any. In a good research design, all the components go together with each other in a coherent way. The theoretical and conceptual framework must be in line with the research goals and purposes. In the same way, the data gathering method must fit with the research purposes, conceptual and theoretical framework and method of data analysis. Descriptive survey design was adopted in conducting this study. This involved collection of information by looking at the financial statements of all the firms quoted in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. The design was appropriate as it allowed the researcher to describe, record, analyze and report conditions that existed. Thus, the researcher was able to obtain data useful in evaluating present practices and providing basis for decision. The decision allowed the researcher to generate both numerical and descriptive data utilization in measuring correlation coefficient between variable numerical SBE 3.3 target population degrees. According to Mucklander and Mucklander, 2003, a target population refers to a group of individuals, objectives or items from which a sample is drawn. The population entails all the cases or individuals that fit specifically for being sources of the data required in addressing the research problem. Target population refers to the entire group of individuals or objects to which researchers are interested in generalizing the conclusions. The target usually has varying characteristics, and it is also known as the theoretical population. Coyle. Brenda G. Cox, 2003, defines the target population for a survey as the entire set of units for which the survey data are to be used to make inferences. Thus, the target population defines those units for which the findings of the survey are meant to generalize. Establishing study objectives is the first step in designing a survey. Defining the target population should be the second step. Target populations must be specifically defined, as the definition determines whether sampled cases are eligible or ineligible for the survey. 32. Neil, 1991, defines our population as a group of potential participants that has one characteristics. A target population is a complete set of elements, persons or objects, that possess some common characteristic defined by the sampling criteria established by the researcher. The entire group of people or objects to which the researcher wishes to generalize the study findings. In creating a new service, startups need to focus on fundamentals such as solving a problem or addressing a need in a new or different way. As important is identifying the businesses or individuals who will buy their product, otherwise known as target audiences. At a high level, target audiences can be quickly defined. For example, the target audience for accounting software could be people who want to organize their finances to operate their businesses more efficiently. This offers a good starting point to create messaging to drive marketing and sales. In most cases, however, there has to be a more granular approach to target audiences. Why? The reality is a product can appeal to a variety of buyers who may have different needs and goals. It means a one-size-fits-all marketing and sales approach may not work because it's not focused enough. To get a strong handle on target audiences, startups need to identify the different types of buyers. One of the best ways to make this happen is looking at who actually makes or influences the buying decision. From there, you look at what their needs or problems, what they're trying to achieve, how they can be successful, and their budgets. What you may discover is slight, but important, differences that will impact how the product should be pitched so a prospect can be pushed down the sales funnel. By clearly identifying target audiences, it becomes easier to capture someone's attention because their needs and goals are front and center. This study targeted firms listed in Nairobi Securities Exchange. The firms listed were 49 in number as in Table 1. These firms quoted in NSE were used as they normally publish their data to public. 3.4 sampling method and size. A sample is the group of people who take part in the investigation. The people who take part are referred to as participants in statistics, quality assurance, and survey methodology. Sampling is concerned with the selection of a subset of individuals from within a statistical population to estimate characteristics of the whole population. Each observation measures one or more. 33. Properties, such as weight, location, color, of observable bodies distinguished as independent objects or individuals. In survey sampling, weights can be applied to the data to adjust for the sample design, particularly stratified sampling. Results from probability theory and statistical theory are employed to guide practice. In business and medical research, sampling is widely used for gathering information about a population. David S. Moore and George P. McCabe, 2005. According to Neil, 1991, a sample is a representation of only part of a population but is used to generalize the population. Sampling method refers to the rules and procedures by which some elements of the population are included in the sample. Some common sampling methods are simple random sampling, stratified sampling, and cluster sampling. Sample size determination is the act of choosing the number of observations or replicates to include in a statistical sample. The sample size is an important feature of any empirical study in which the goal is to make inferences about a population from a sample. In practice, the sample size used in a study is determined based on the expense of data collection and the need to have sufficient statistical power. In complicated studies, there may be several different sample sizes involved in a study. For example, in a survey sampling involving stratified sampling, there would be different sample sizes for each population. In a census, data are collected on the entire population, hence the sample size is equal to the population size. In experimental design, where a study may be divided into different treatment groups, there may be different sample sizes for each group, Emel, 2013. Determining sample size is a very important issue because samples that are too large may waste time, resources and money, while samples that are too small may lead to inaccurate results. In many cases, we can easily determine the minimum sample size needed to estimate a process parameter, such as the population mean. The researcher used stratified random sampling method to identify the sample. A total of 40 companies were used as the sample size, where the companies were derived from each strata using simple random sampling. The purpose of stratified random sampling was to derive a sample that was heterogeneous so that the result could be of value. 34. Table 1. Analysis of the firms in Nairobi Securities Exchange. Total number of companies. Sample. Sector: agricultural, commercial services, financial and investment, industrial and allied. Frequency percent. Frequency. 11. Backslash. Backslash. C. 11. 12. Alternative 7. Investment market total number 49,100. Percent slash OA. VAO. V. Percent. 7.5. 17.5. 27.5. 30. 17.5. 100. 3.5 data collection instrument. In order to achieve the stated objectives of the study, secondary data was employed. The secondary data was obtained from the Capital Markets Authority's library, company's annual reports and statement of accounts of the firms listed in the NSE. The period to be covered was 5 years, from 2003 to 2007. This period was chosen because of accessibility to the financial statements. 35. 3.6 Method of data analysis. The quantitative data collected was subjected to a statistical analysis. The objectives of the study were analyzed as follows. Table 2. Research objectives and their research methodology. Methodology. Level of debt slash ETIP descriptive statistics. Cheaper than equity descriptive statistics. Why? To investigate the relationship between capital inferential statistics. Objective. To establish whether structure and the cost of about 0.5. The methods of data analysis for each objective were different where level of debt slash equity ratio used descriptive statistics. To establish whether DBT is cheaper than equity, the researcher used descriptive statistics. To investigate the effects of capital structure on the cost of capital, the researcher used regression analysis. The research uses coverage measured using book value throughout the analysis because of data constraint. Bartlett et al. 2003, argue that book leverage is an instrument for the ratio of debt or equity. Firms are likely to be more concerned about book leverage ratio because bank loans covenants are written in terms of but walk value. 36. The general form of the model to be used was, equals plus plus 22 plus 33 where, Y is the firm cost of capital which will be measured by the accounting evaluation model. Capital WL. R is the constant term is a vector of regression. Backslash. QC is cost of ordinary share capital. MA. X2 is cost of retained earnings is cost of loan. W. Degrees O percent. L. The error term, A, represents the effect of the dependent variable, cost of capital, of all variables other than the ones included in the study. Even if the variable to be included was the only identifiable variable influencing the dependent variable, it was not expected that the variable would stay in after a year. The error term therefore was included to allow for the basic random unpredictability of human behavior. The model will be first estimated on a year-to-year basis and then estimated by pooling all data for all years. The model is consistent with Pavel, 2007, research model. The model is also consistent with Robert, 2013, research model. Sajid et al. 2012, uses regression model for his study of the determination of corporate debt maturity structure. 3.7 Ethical issues. 37. To ensure appropriate data analysis, all sources and methods used to obtain and analyze data were fully disclosed. The data used was a true representation of the population. The researcher credited the author of various references used. For the researcher to maintain ethical stand, he did not alter any information obtained from the financial statement of the companies listed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange, hence his findings were reported fairly. Backslash percent. Chapter 4. Data analysis and findings. VL. 4.1 Introduction. After gathering necessary data, they were analyzed by Excel where the variables were calculated for each of the companies studied: the debt-slash-equity ratio, the cost of ordinary share capital, the debt-slash-cost of retained earnings, the cost of loan and the weighted average cost of capital for each company was calculated and later grouped to market sector. The variables were entered in SPSS software on then correlation between 4i, ident and independent variables were measured by using Pearson correlation coefficient. %% is stated in the follow / 4.2 comparison of debit / equity ratio across C. Tread D in the folio way. The outputs of analyzing debit / equity are demonstrated in the following Table 3. Table 3. Comparison of debt / equity ratio across counters. Category 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. Agricultural sector commercial and 1.0174, 1.5033, 1.1464, 1.2824, 1.2533. Services financial and 0.8029, 1.0371, 2.0479, 3.0539, 3.4326. Investment industrial and 0.2166, 0.0280, 0.0683, 0.0249, 0.0096. Allied 2.0227, 1.1094, 1.3329, 1.6561, 1.5757. AIMS 3.7948, 4.9491, 4.5471, 4.4035, 4.1592. 38. From the table 3 above, AIMS has the highest debt / equity ratio over the 5 years, meaning that the AIMS category in the market at the period of study were the biggest borrowers, hitting a high of 4.949. The financial and investment category in the market at the period of study had the lowest debt / equity ratio, meaning that this sector avoided borrowing capital, hitting a low of 0.0249. This analysis is consistent with Kebbe, Kipchumba, Wasik, 2006, in their relationship between firms' capital stock and dividend payout ratio. This values for the debt / equity ratio were consistent with the values found by Rayan and Zing, 1995, for the firms listed in the NSE. Parving, 2007, found out that firms in transition economies seem to have a similar pattern in the debt maturity structure. This debt equity values refute with Kiogara, 2000, research, where he found out that the debt equity ratio in the NSE dropped substantially. The value of debt / equity ratio I table J. 3 were used to draw graph in figure 3 below. W. Agricultural sector. Q. Commercial and services. A. Financial and investment. X. Industrial and allied. E. F. X. Aims. 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. Figure 3. Plot a debit / equity ratio for different companies. 4.3 comparison of WEC across counter. The output of analyzing WEC are demonstrated in the following Table 4. Table 4. Comparison of WEC across counter. 39. Category 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. Agricultural sector commercial and 0.1139, 0.1124, 0.0966, 0.0919, 0.0908. Services financial and 0.266, 0.2507, 0.2588, 0.2369, 0.1748. Investment industrial and 0.1753, 0.177, 0.1691, 0.158, 0.1893. Allied 0.1912, 0.1883, 0.1528, 0.1423, 0.1465. aims 0.1076, 0.0982, 0.0854, 0.0897, 0.0897. From the table, commercial and services has the highest WACC over the 5 years, meaning that the commercial and services category in the market at the period of study had the highest WACC, hitting a high of 0.266. The AIMS category in the market at the period of study had the lowest WACC, meaning that this sector had the lowest WACC, hitting a low of 0.0854. This analysis is consistent with Kebbi, Kichamba, Wasik, 2006, in their relationship between EBIT and PEP. Firm's capital stock and DI ratio. This research is consistent with Smith, 1995, research Barclays, Merrillick and Smith, 2003, in their scholarly work in the debt capacity, had consistent results on the comparison of their variables across counter. The value of WACC in table 4 were used to DI had consistent 4 below 40, 0.3. 0.25, 0.2, 0.15, 0.1, 0.05. O, agricultural sector. X, commercial and A, services. X, financial and investment. X, industrial and allied. AIMS. 2003. 2004. 2005. 200G. 2007. Figure 4. Comparison of WACC across counter. 4.4. Comparison of cost of D. The output of analyzing cost of 5. Is to debt in table 5. Comparison cost of equity and cost of D. Cost of equity. Cost of equity are demonstrated in the following table. IT and cost of debt carry XFAQUIT. Category. Or market sectors. 0.16815 mil A. Cost of debt. 0.099338. From the table 5 above, the cost of debt, which is 0.099338, is the lower cost compared to cost of equity, which is 0.168151. Therefore, it is evident from the analysis that cost of debt is lower than the cost of equity, hence making it cheaper. This results is consistent with the research by Manohar Singh and Alim Jade Malaya in their research on internationalization, capital structure and cost of capital, where high level of debt financing that directly results in the reduction of the overall cost of capital. This is consistent with Nicolita, 2009, research on the financial structure on the cost of capital and the enterprise value, where he argues that due to the tax savings of debt, it becomes cheaper as compared to equity. 41. Parving, 2007, in his research, larger firms tend to have more long-term debt since they are said to have lower agency cost, access to debt holders and stronger negotiation power. Leverage has been found to have a statistically significant positive impact on corporate debt maturity structure. The value of cost of equity and cost of debt in Table 5 were used to draw graph in Figure 5 below, where 1 depicts the cost of equity and 2 depicts the cost of debt. Cost of capital. 0.18. 0.16. 0.14. 0.12. 0.08. 0.06, 0.04, 0.02. Cost of capital. A. Equity and cost of debt. 4%. C is demonstrated in the following table 5. Figure 5. Comparison of cost of and. 4.5 test of relationship. The relationship between debt slash equity and WAC. 42. Table 6. Correlation between debt slash equity ratio and WACC. Correlation. Weighted average cost of capital. Debt slash equity. Ratio. Weighted average cost Pearson. Of capital correlation. Sig. 2 tailed. 1. N. Debt slash equity ratio Pearson. Correlation Sig. 2 tailed. 40. 151. 151. 351. 40. 1. 40. Source, generated from analysis using SPSS/. This means that debt financing definitely has negative effect on cost of capital, WACC, since Pearson correlation is minus 0.15. This negative relationship means that an increase in the debt financing decreases the cost of capital, WACC. This results is consistent with a research by Manohar Singh and Alim Jait Malayari, 2003, in their research on internationalization, capital structure and cost of capital, where high level of debt financing that directly results in the reduction of the overall cost of capital. This is consistent with Aswath, 2003, research where he found out that as the debt ratio increased, the cost of capital increased. This is also consistent with Nicole, 2009, rest where an increase in debt decreased the risk, which eventually leads to decrease in the cost of capital. This findings refute the pecking order theory. Table 7. Descriptive statistics for models variables. 43. Descriptive statistics. N minimum maximum mean STD deviation. Weighted average cost of 40.0169.95559.1627.1709. Capital. Capital cost 40.0505 1.3733 5.3033.2187. Retained earnings cost 40.0000.1062.0330.0256. Loan cost 40.0140.2940.0993.0631. Source: generated from analysis using SPSS. From Table 7, it is observed that the WACC ranged between 0.0169 and 0.9559, with a mean of 0.1627 and a standard deviation of 0.1709 from 2003 to 2007. The share capital cost ranged between 0.0505 and 1.3735, with an INN of 0.3033 and a standard deviation of 0.2187 from 2003 to 2007. The retained earning cost ranged between 0.0000 and 0.1062, with a mean of 0.0330 and a standard deviation of 0.0256 from 2003 to 2007. The loan cost ranged between 0.0140 and 0.2940, with a mean of 0.0993 and a standard deviation of 0.0631 from 2003 to 2007. The data set employed for the empirical evidence included the Balanced Panel data of 40 firms, each firm was provided with financial statement for 5 years 2003 to 2007 consistent WTH Pavel, 2007, research. This analysis is also consistent with Kebbe, Kipchumba and Wasik, 2006, in their relationship between firms' capital stock and dividend payout ratio. 44. Table 8. Correlations for model variables. Correlation. / P. Arson. Weighted average cost share capital return of capital cost earning cost. Weighted average per cost of capital core a show. 1. Sig. SN. Share capital Pearson. Cost correlation. Sig. 2 tailed. N. Retained earning Pearson. Cost. Loan cost. / 815. 000. 40. 1. 0.040. 361. Correlation sig. 2 tailed. N. Pearson correlation sig. 2 tailed. N. 022. 40. 288. 072. 40. 45. 164. 312. 40. 204. 207. 40. 361. 022. 40. 164. 312. 41. 40. 088. 590. 40. Loan cost. 288. 072. 40. 204. 207. 40. 088. 590. 40. 1. 40. Correlation is significant at the 0.01 level, 2, tailed. Correlation is significant at the 0.05 level, 2, tailed. Source: generated from analysis using SPSS. From table A above, there is a strong positive relationship between cost of ordinary share capital and the WACC since the correlation it is of 0.815. There is a positive relationship between cost of loan and the WACC at a correlation of 0.288. Finally, there is also a negative relationship between cost of retained earnings and the WACC at a correlation of minus 0.361, though it is a weak relationship. The table reports the correlation matrix for the dependent and independent variables. The correlation is generally in line with the expectations of the regression model. This is consistent with Pavel, 2007. Table 9, Model Summary. / R of the effects. SN. Model Summary. Pickel structure on the cost of capital. Model R square adjusted STD. Error Durbin. R square of the estimate Watson. 854.730.707.0924 2.135. A. Predictors. Constant, loan cost, return earning cost, share capital cost. B. Dependent variable, weighted average, cost of capital source, generated from analysis using SPSS. From table 9 above, the R-square is 73%, which indicates highly significant relationship between the variables, as only 27% of variation is attributable to factors outside this study. The value of coefficient of determination, that is R-square and adjusted R, are considerably high in the equation. The ultimate cause is that the retained earning cost, share cost and the loan cost determine highly the WACC. Results are significant enough to serve our purpose best. The results are consistent with existing research. The slight variation might be because of other factors contributing to WACC. 46. Table 10. Model analysis of variance output. Percent. Model sum of squares DF mean square F sig. Regression 0.831, 3.277, 32.370, 000. Residual 0.308, 36.009. Total 1.138, 39. A. Predictors. Constant, loan cost, return earning cost, share capital cost. B. Dependent variable, weighted average, cost of capital source, generated from analysis using SPSS. From the table 10 above, it indicates model analysis of variance output. The F value of 32.370 and sig value equal to 0.000 indicates that the regression is statistically significant. Table 11, model analysis of coefficients of the variables. Coefficients 3. Model unstandardized standardized. Coefficient coefficients. BSTD. Error beta T sig. 47. Constant 0.003.400.081.936. Share capital cost 0.589.070.754.8.425.000. Return earning cost minus 1.513.536. 227 minus 2.580.014. Loan cost 0.309.240.114.1.288.206. A. Dependent variable, weighted average, cost of capital source, generated from analysis using SPSS. From table 11 above, the regression model is 9xx minus 1.513x2 plus 0.309x3 plus 0.0034. K. 6. Equals. WH. Akissi equals snare. X2 equals. X3 equals low. From the model, a unit increase in share, the other hand, a unit increase in retained F. Lastly, a unit increase in loan cost results to an a value of 0.003. Robert, 2013, in his scholarly works. T to an increase 0.589 in WEC, on to decrease of 1.513 in WEC. NWEC. The error term has capital on the financial performance of the firms listed in the NSE uses the regression mode. Study 4. 48. S. Chapter 5. RY, Conclusion and Recommendations. V. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter discusses the summary, conclusion and the recommendations of the research. 5.2 Summary of the key findings. The researcher, guided by the objectives, was able to develop the following findings. So, / February 5, 2001, to establish the level of capital mix in the companies listed in the NSE. With respect to the objectives set out, this study has established that companies listed at the Nairobi Securities Exchange generally maintain similar capital structure patterns for all the sector/categories. AIM's sector, however, operates at high level of debt compared to other counters. The overall trend in debt/equity ratio is that there is a tendency to an increase and reduction over time. This shows that most companies tend to borrow more relative to their equity over the years. The overall trend in WEC is that over the years, that is 2003 to 2007, for all the sectors, there is reduction in the rate of WEC over the years, since the objective of firms is to reduce the cost of capital. February 5, 2002, to establish whether cost of debt is cheaper than cost of equity in the companies listed in the NSE as per the capital structure theory. The cost of debt, which is 0.099338, is the lower cost compared to cost of equity, which is 0.168151. Therefore, it is evident from the analysis that cost of debt is lower than the cost of 49 equity, hence making it cheaper. Cost of debt is lower than the cost of equity, hence cost of debt is cheaper than the cost of equity. February 5, 2003, to investigate the relationship between capital structure and cost of capital. Debt financing has a negative effect on cost of capital, WEC, since Pearson correlation is minus 0.15. This negative relationship means that an increase in the debt financing decreases the cost of capital, WEC. 5.3 Conclude you. The decision for a specific capital structure must into account the cost of capital, since the firms have to lower their cost of doing business at the lowest cost possible, hence important to examine the effects of capital structure on the cost of capital. Financial statement data and detailed financial reports for the firms were examined to test whether capital structure has an effect on the cost of capital. Re-exa. 4. Cross-counter analysis using financial statements data, which sought to establish the levels of debt/equity ratio in the companies listed in the NSE. It was found out that from the comparison of the debt/equity ratio across counter E was no common debt/equity ratio used across BT/equity 1 et over counters, but AIMS had the highest debt/equity ratio over the 5 years, meaning that the AIMS category in the market at the period of study were the biggest borrowers, hitting a high of 4.949. The financial and investment category in the market at the period of study had the lowest debt/equity ratio, meaning that this sector avoided borrowing capital, hitting a low of 0.0249. Under test to establish whether cost of debt is cheaper than the cost of equity in the companies listed in the NSE, it was found out through analyzing and comparing the cost of debt and cost of equity, the cost of debt, which was 0.099338, was the lower cost compared to cost of equity, which was 0.168151. Therefore, was evident from the analysis that cost of debt was lower than the cost of equity, hence making it cheaper. Taken altogether, our results indicate that the relationship between capital structure, debt/equity ratio, and cost of capital, WEC, is a negative relationship, since the Pearson correlation was 50.015, meaning that an increase in debt/equity ratio led to a reduction in the cost of capital. Hence, firms should be considering debt for their business in terms of capital decisions. 5.4 Recommendation. From the findings of this study, it is highly recommended that financial managers in companies can minimize cost by engaging in optimal debt financing, because there is a negative correlation between cost of capital and capital structure, debt/equity ratio. That is, as companies engage more and more debt towards optimal levels, the more it is likely to experience lower cost on capital. A. The investors are also advised to use more debt as a source of finance since debt is cheaper than equity, hence in the end the investor will reducing on cost and increasing their revenues. More. The financial advisors can for debt since it is cheaper tie. 05. CH in advising their clients in need of finance to opt. 5.5 suggestion for further research. The following related area can be RSA has achieved as far as meeting the firm's cost of capital, cost in as much as possible. In this regard, an ANA between long-term and short-term debt effect on the cost of CARPI. Versus. To the knowledge of what this study is need for firms to reduce their will be improved by differentiating. 51. S. P. B. Percent. Is to differ. I 2007 I. C. Francis. Abdul. R. Bushra. Z. and Mustafa. 2007, Capital Structure and Profitability, Case of Islamabad Stock Exchange. Int. Review of Business Research Papers 3, 5, 347-361. C.I. Aber, J. 2005, The Effect of Capital Structure on Profitability, an Empirical Analysis of Listed Firms in Ghana. Journal of Risk Finance, Volume 6, pages 4, 3, 8, 4, 7. Ali S. Menem, 2011, Capital Structure and Firm Performance, Evidence from Iranian Companies. Int. Research J. Finance and Economics. Percent R. A. Barwell, R. and J. A. L. Stone. 2001 Bank Firm Relationships, Financing and Firm Performance in Germany Economics Letters, Volume 72, pages 225-232. Ahmad, Z., M. A. Abdallah, and S. Roslin, 2012 Capital Structure Effect on Firms Performance, Focusing on Consumers and Industrial Sectors on Malaysian Firms International Review of Business Research. 52. Akinia, 2011 Determinants of Capital Structure, Evidence from Nigeria Panel Data African Economic and Business Review Volume 9, No. 1 IS 1192-5609. Akinciliera, O. 2002 Financial Management. Lagos, CMOL Nigeria Limited. Akerlof, G.A. 1970 The Market for Emons, Quality Uncertainty and the MEGT Mechanism, Quarterly Journal of Economics, 84, 3, pages 488-500. Allen, F. 2007 Stakeholders Capitalism, Corporate Governance and Firm Value. Arizona State University. Estes, P. Lwintle, A.D. and Lwintle, K.B. 2004 Does Financial Structure Matter? The Levy. Economics. A. Babenko, I. 2003 Optimal Capital Structure of the Firm in the Presence of Costs of Financial. N.D. Jeffrey. G. Distress. Baker, Malcolm P. Wardler and Jeffrey. G. 2002, Market Timing and Capital Structure. Journal of Finance. Percent. Egens of Firms, ISTB. One Firm Performer. Benito, A. 1999 The Capital Structure Decisions of Firms. Is there a pecking order? Journal of Finance. Berger and Bonacossa, 2002 Capital Structure and Firm Performance, A New Approach to Testing Agency Theory and an Application to Banking Industry Wharton Financial Institute Center. Federal Reserve Board, Washington, D.C., United States. Lewin, J., H. Weisinger, L. Levin, and G. Nicodem, 2013 Think Capitalization Rules and Multinational Firm Capital Structure, Kerb 9830. Brigham, E. and Gapensky, L. 1996. Financial Management. Dallas, The Dryden Press. Wagner, T. M. Overess, U. Schreiber, U. and G. Wamsre, 2012 The Impact of Thin Capitalization Rules on the Capital Structure of Multinational Firms, Journal of Public. 53. Economies 96, 932-938. Chen, G., Firth, M. and Zhang W.W. 2008, The Efficiency and Profitability Effects of China's Modern Enterprise Restructuring Program. Asian Review of Accounting, Volume 16, No. 1, pages 74. Chowdhury, E. and Chowdhury S.P., 2010 Impact of Capital Structure on Firms' Value, 1, 4, 1, 1, 1. Y backslash 1 I 20 S 1 R backslash 1 R backslash XT 1 0 6 5 6 0 France. Donaldson. 1961 Corporate Finance Theory and Practice, 2nd edition. New York, Wheely. Fobby, R.U. and Remade, S.A.O. 2004 The Effect of Capital Structure on Corporate Profitability, an Empirical Analysis of Listed Companies in Nigeria. I. McMajor S. Journal on Management Volume 3, No. 4, March, May, 2009, pages 55. David S. Moore and George P. McCabe, February 2005. Introduction to the Practice of Statistics 5th E/ W. H. Freeman and Company. Dan Dyan, A. 1999, Value Paper No. Fin. 99018. Emmett Enhancement. Back to the Future. NYU Working. Dan Dyan, A. 2001 Care York, Wheely. Theory and Practice, 2nd edition. New. Dees, A. 2007. Corporate Tax Avoidance. Harvard University and NBER. Dees, M. F. Felley, and J. R. Hins, 2004. A Multinational Per. Iktav on Capital Structure. Performance Department of Finance, University of Nicosia. Itipolis, Einstein. Theory and Practice, 2nd edition. New. Harvard University and NBER. Dees, Einstein. 54. Lozegui, P.L. 2003, Aggregate Risk, Credit Rationing, and Capital Accumulation. Quarterly Journal of Economics and Finance, 43, 668-696. Emel, N. 2013. Sampling and Choosing Cases in Qualitative Research, A Realist Approach. London, S.H. Femmer, E.F., and French K.R. 2002, Testing Trade-off and Pecking Order Predictions about Dividends and Debt. The Review of Financial Studies, Volume 15, No. L., pages 1-233. Feld, L., J. Heckmeyer, and M. Over S., 2013 Capital Structure Choice and Company Taxation, Amtea Study, Journal of Banking and Finance 37, 2852-2866. Gilson, G. 2000 Transpare, Corporate Governance and Capital Markets The Latin American Corporate Governance Roundtable, São Paulo, Brazil. Gleason, K.C., Mether, L.K., and Mether, I. 2000, The Interrelationship Between Cultures, Capital Structure, and Performance, Evidence from European Retailers. Journals of Business Research, Volume 50. / 1 and Bit-based R. Goldstein, R. N. Chou, and Land, H. 2001 and Bit-based Model of Dynamic Capital Structure Journal of Business 74, 483-512. Degrees KPCV. Rahil, Nevem. Gjesh, D. N. 1995, Base Econometrics, McGraw-Hill, New Delhi. Hatfield, G. Chen, L. and W. Davidson, 1994. The Determination of Optimal Capital Structure, The Effect of Firm and Industry Debt Ratios on Market Value Journal of Financial and Strategic Decisions, Volume 7. Graham, J., 2003 Taxes and Corporate Finance, A Review, Review of Financial Studies 16, 1074-1128. Graham, J. and Harvey, C. 2003, The Theory and Practice of Corporate Finance. Evidence from the Field, Journal of Financial Economics, Volume 50, pp. 87-243. 55. Harris, M. and Raviv, A. 1991. Capital Structure and Information Role of Debt, Journal of Finance Note / ed, pages 297-355. Hatfield, G., Chen, L., Davidson, W., 1994 The Determination of Optimal Capital Structure, The Effect of Firm and Industry Debt Ratios on Market Value, Journal of Financial and Strategic Decisions, Volume 7, No. 3, pages 1-14. Schleifer, D., 1966, Agency Cost of Free Cash Flow, Corporate Finance and Takeovers. American Economic Review Papers and Proceedings, 76, pages 323-329. Millery. Fuisinger, H. L. Levin, and G. Nicodem, 2008 Capital Structure and International Debt Shifting, Journal of Financial Economics 88, 82-118. Impasi. LADI, 2009 The Impact of Capital Structure Choice on Firm Performance. Empirical Evidence from Egypt, The Journal of Risk Finance, Volume 10, No. 5, pages 477-487. It the Journal. Jensen, M. and Merkling, W. 1976, The Theory of the Firm. Management Behavior, Agency Costs and Capital Structure, Journal of Financial Economics, Volume 3, 1, pages 305-360. Johannes H. and Kivsch D., 2007, Unlocking Shareholder Value by Moving Closer to the Optimal Capital Structure, Accountancy. S.A., a CCCMNTI on G and Tax Predictions, pages 28-32. Ens, Capital Struck. Kathleen, M. and Shestri. 2004 Firm Performance, Capital Structure and the Tax Benefits of Employee Stock Options, University of Arizona, the 2003 European Finance Association Meetings. Kinsman, M. and Newman J. 1998 Debt to Lower Firm Performance. Finding Calls for Review of Rise in Debt Use, Pepperdine University. Kocher, R. 1997 Strategic Assets, Capital Structure, and Firm Performance, Journal of Financial and Strategic Decisions, Volume 10, No. 3, pages 23-36. Kocher, R. 1996 Explaining Firm Capital Structure, The Role of Agency versus Transaction Cost. Theory Strategic Management Journal, Volume 17, pages 713-728. 56. Land, H., and Toft. 1977, Optimal Capital Structure, Endogenous Bankruptcy, and the Term Structure of Credit Spreads. Journal of Finance, 51, 3, 9, 8, 7, 1, 0, 1, 9. Leary F. and Robert Watts G., 2005, Corporate Finance, Capital Structuring. Canterbury, Kent, Chartered Institute of Bankers. Mackey. M., 1990, The Effects of Leverage Buyouts on Productivity and Related Aspects of Firm Behavior. Journal of Financial Economics, 27. Mess, K.W., 983, Stock Ripped Case by Tender Offer. And A, Isis of TE Cancers of Common Stock Price Changes. Journal of Finance 305,305-319. Mays, SC and Sussman S. 2002, Corporate Financing and Investment Decisions When Firms Have Information That Investors Do Not Have. Journal of Financial Economics 13, 187-221. 199. Corporate Value. Journal of Financial Economics, 27, 595-612%. McConnell, J.J., and Servis, H. 1990. Additional Evidence on Equity Ownership and. Journal of Financial Economics, 14. Is, H. 1990. AD of Financial Eco. Expenditure D4, pages. 399-422. Messbacher. B. 1985, Corporate Capital Expenditure Decisions and the Market Value of Firms. 122. Missbacher, W. 2008 Research and Development, Profit and Firm Value, a Structural Estimation Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Ent. Profit and Firm. Medaglioni, F. and Miller, M.A., 1958 The Cost of Capital, Corporate Finance and the Theory of Investment, American Economic Review, 48, 2, 6, 1, 9, 7. Mess and T. Medaglioni, F. and Miller, M. 1963, Taxes and the Cost of Capital, A Correction. American Economic Review 53, 433-443. Monica, M. 2003 Labor and the Market Value of the Firms, Yurzuk and Stabiat Institute for the Study of Labor. 57. Mohammed, A. and Z. Shoaib, 2009. Corporate Governance and Bank Performance, Department of Banking and Finance, International Hellenic University. Mies. M. Stuart C. Medjulf. and Nicholas S. 1984 Corporate Financing and Investment Decisions When Firms Have Information That Investors Do Not Have. Journal of Financial Economics. Ella Inker, A. 2011 Determinants of Capital Structure. Evidence from Nigerian Panel Data African Economic Business Review. Volume 9 Moy. Va. Ross, S. 1977 That Determination of Financial Structure. The Incentive Signaling Approach, Bell Journal of Economics, 8, pages 23-40. 301. Roy, L. and Minfang, L. 2000 Environmental Dynamism, Capital Structure and Performance. A Theoretical Integration and an Empirical Test Strategic Management Journal. Schwartz, L. 1989, What Managers Think of Capital Structure Theory, A Survey. Financial Management, Winter, pages 8. 4. Spiegel, Y. and Spelbra, D. 1997 Capital Structure with Countervailing Incentives, London School of Economics. Stults, R. 1990 Managerial Discretion and Optimal Financing Policies, Journal of Financial Economics, 1990, Volume 26, pages 3-27. Nor Financing Policies. P. Stiglitz S. 1969, Eclipse of Public Corporation. Huet Business Review, 67, 5, pages 61-74. Remade, SAO, 2004, Financial Management, Concepts, Analysis and Applications, Inc., Precision Publishers Limited. Wbenne, E. 2001 Growth of the Nigerian Stock Market, An Econometric Analysis. The Nigerian Economic and Finance Review. Volume 6, December 2001. No. 2. Pages 34-49. 58. Wildridge, J.M. 2003, Introductory Econometrics and Modem Approach. Thomas Southwestern. Zhang R., Enezaki Y., 2007, Testing Static Trudot Against Pecking Order Models of Capital Structure in Japanese Firms. International J. Accounting and Information Management 15, 2. 24-36. Backslash. Percent. Backslash percent. Degrees are. Percent. 59.